Well, welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I am Hunter Logan. This is episode 7. And if you listen to episode 6, we were in the month of April of 2018. Well, this is the month of May 2018. And it's just as busy. Still traveling on the road. This time I'm going back to Nashville for a Red Hen showcase. Now, Rick Schweinsberg and Red Hen have been putting on these showcases at the Hard Rock Cafe and different places. And this particular one was at the Opry Backstage Grill, which happens to be right across from my favorite place to eat, Caney Fork River Grill, Catfish and Ribs Special. I got to quit giving those guys free publicity. Anyway, showcasing that day would be Shelly Burris, Brent Harrison, Michael Lee, Zach and Rodney, Kevin Woody, and Laura Mashburn. On this trip, I would have Steve Robertson with me. His wife was with him. And I'd have Brian Carpenter with me, too. It was a good trip. So we had a couple of the HLE folks with us. My wife didn't make this one yet. And she hadn't started working for the station yet, either. I remember Brian getting cold in the room, though. I think he was on the fold-out. And we had this suite we were staying in. They upgraded us or something. And I remember him getting cold, staying on the couch for some reason. So we make it to the Red Hen Showcase. And like I said, it was a good showcase. Got to catch up with a lot of folks. Got to meet Shelly Burris for the first time. And she was an American Idol finalist. Didn't know that. We got her music, and we still play it here at HLE Radio. Of course, afterwards, you know, we going to Caney Fork. But it was cool. I love hanging out in Nashville, like I said. But I love Nashville even more when I see it in the rearview mirror. And I would put it in the rearview mirror there shortly after. This wasn't a hangaround trip. This was a couple of days and we were gone. Because the month before I was there for a week. A full week. And I'd had my fill. But I was right back up in Nashville again. And I'd be right back up there again. A little bit later. But while we were up there, we went outside of Nashville and went to the Being Home show, which was done at the time at Brent Harrison's house. And he lived, well, I can't think of the town, but it was about an hour outside of Nashville, going towards my way back home. Anyway, we went to Brent's house, and Steve too. And there's still a picture of Steve sitting on my lap on his Being at Home show. It was really cool. He turned his second bedroom upstairs into a stage. Took a couple of pallets, made a little stage there, and nice backdrop in the back. They filmed it with the Mevo and stuff. It was really cool. So at this point in time, I was on the Being Home show. But I was playing guitar with Brent Harrison, right along the side of him. Now, nobody knew I played guitar at the time. I'd just been playing bass, so nobody really knew I played guitar at all. And I remember my buddy Robert from Brandon saying, next day or so, we talked when I got back into town. He said, Hunter, he said, I didn't know you played guitar. I said, yeah, man. I said, I'm actually a lead guitar player by trade. I said, although I'm pretty rusty at it because I hadn't played in years. But I said, that's my main instrument, lead guitar. And it always had been. He said, oh, well, that makes sense. I'm thinking, he's a bass player, but he's not really playing like a bass player. He's playing lead. I said, yeah. And that's how I ended up getting to fill in on lead guitar for Brandon, which is a cool story in itself. That's another time to tell. And I'll probably cover that in one of these podcasts because it happened at the 5th family reunion. But anyway, so I was able to be on the Being Home show with Brent Harrison. And I was doing that on there by playing guitar, backing him up, playing guitar, playing lead. And it was really cool. Now, nobody knew I sing yet either. In fact, nobody really knew nothing. I had made my living singing and playing. That's what I did before I got into all this radio stuff. I'd always been in bands, singing and playing, and then I went solo. Of course, you would know that if you listen to season one, you would know that. Season one and later episodes tells you about all that, for those of you who are just maybe listening now. But up until this point in time, all people knew was, oh, Hunter plays bass. Because they see me play bass with Crossfire Gospel Band in the arenas. And that's all they knew, that I played bass. And that I had some guitars hanging on the wall. But they assumed that all those guitars were just for the artists when they come in to play. Because they never seen me playing any of them. Like, you never seen me playing them or doing anything with them. You know, I might make a chord every now and then or something like that. Play for Peter Mack when he'd come in, play a song for him to sing, but never really anything. And so up to this point, nobody really knows anything other than Hunter plays bass. Until then, on the Brent Harrison, Being Home with Brent Harrison show, I go ahead and I play some lead, and it's like, oh, Hunter plays lead too. But nobody knows I sing yet. Then nobody knows I do that. But again, my artist days I thought they were done for good. And believe me, I have no desire to get out there and get on the road again and be an artist. God's not calling me to do that. But I have talents that he's given me. And it's like, I look at it now like a handyman. You know, whatever you need at the time, or whatever I need at the time, whatever he needs at the time for me to use. So if I have to sing in church, I'll sing in church. If I have to sing at a church, I'll sing at church. If I need to write a song, he'll give me a song. The songs I'm writing now, really, are my first gospel songs. So, and they go along with my testimony, and that's what I use them for. I don't use them to get out there on the charts and do anything or to go. I'm just, when I get a chance to minister, and I love ministering, when I get a chance to go to a church and minister, that's what I use them for. They're just to go along with whatever God gives me. Like I told you about the prophesy and the prophesy. It was prophesied that I'd write new songs. And that's what's been happening lately. I've been writing new songs. In fact, I got a new one, man. I'm just excited to do. I hope to get it recorded soon. I really do. And God's been giving me more opportunities to sing out. So whatever he wants, I just want to be obedient. But anyway, getting back to the Being Home show. We were on the Being Home show with Brent Harrison. Had a lot of fun visiting with them and being around Brent and Jade. Of course, Steve was there and his wife. It was great. So come back home, get here May, and then Michael Lee's going to be in concert in Woodville. And I get a call, play bass for Michael Lee. I'm all over that, man. I'm like, yeah, count me in, brother. I want to do that. You got a big concert in Woodville, Texas, there at the Tyler County Cowboy Church. They weren't Church in the Country yet. They were just the Tyler County Cowboy Church then. But we got there, and so I played bass for Michael Lee. Every time we go there, man, it was just great. It's just great. I got to give a special shout out to the Winaway. Every time we go to Woodville, they put us up in the Winaway, bed and breakfast. Dave and Susie Wynn, oh my goodness. Fantastic host. A fantastic place to stay. Fantastic breakfast. I'm telling you, that place is worth going just to go. But every time I go to Woodville, they put us up there. And we become family friends. It's like family, man. You just go in there and we know each other. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Wonderful thing to be like that. I just love it, man. It's so great. That's one of the many blessings and some of the great people God has allowed in my life. Look it up online, The Winaway. Woodville, Texas. Man, you will love that place. It's worth just going to stay there, I'm telling you. You really enjoy it. Really will. So the last few months, April and May, we're traveling. Well, actually March, April, and May. We're blowing and going. And during these months, in between, when I'm back at the studio here in Jennings, I've got guests and interviews, and Christian Country Cafe is going on. I got Jamie Lynn, John Randolph, TK Brown, Mike Sanford, Corey and Kelly, Nova Barnes, business owners here in town coming in and being interviewed. So I got interviews going on, cafes going on, concerts going on here in town, and traveling out back and forth and playing in the family reunion, that whole thing for the month. So March, April, and May. Holy smokes, man. And we ain't even got to July. We'll wait till we get to July. I ain't even going to go into it because I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. In fact, I'm going to wait to go into July because we got all kind of stuff happening in July too. I'll wait and do July for the next episode. There's quite a bit that happened in July too. I guess I'll leave it right there for now. Again, thank you to everyone who is tuning in to these podcasts. I hope you're enjoying them. Thank you to all of you who let me know that you are enjoying them. It lets me know that I'm doing something. If you have any comments for me, hunter@hleradio.com, or catch me on social media. Make sure to tune in to the morning show, hleradio.com, or on our free apps, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Hey, until next time, remember, Duke 28-2, and I'll see you.